This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A federal judge ordered two defendants charging alleged Governor Gretchen Whitmer, the Democrat from Michigan kidnapping scheme, to face trial, setting a tentative start date for August 9th. Nearly 3 months ago, a jury deadlocked on the charges against them, and a mistrial was declared. Josh Blanchard, the attorney for Barry Croft Jr. on Thursday, says the state's case is very weak.
The jury found that there wasn't enough evidence that these other guys were involved. I think that's pretty compelling that their case is weak.
California Governor Gavin Newsom signed into law Thursday a bill mandating 25% decrease in disposable plastic packaging and utensils by 2032. Russia continues to attack civilian targets. The Kremlin fired missiles near Ukraine's Black Sea port of Odessa on Friday, hitting an apartment building and a resort, killing at least 18 souls. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Yellowstone National Park was shut down for a few weeks because of weather damaging the infrastructure. Now that the park has reopened, some of the big bisons are not too happy about it, with another attack this week.
A 71-year-old Pennsylvania woman was inadvertently gored by a bull bison at Yellowstone National Park, marking the third such incident this year and second one this week. Officials said the woman and her daughter from Westchester, Pennsylvania, were walking back to their vehicles when the bison charged them. Both women are recovering. Park officials said people should stay at least 25 yards away from all large animals in the park, including bisons, adding that they can run up to 3 times faster than humans. For the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
The USFL Championship football game is Sunday afternoon, Birmingham versus Philadelphia. USA Radio News.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
A large comet, after a multi-million year journey towards our sun, has entered the inner part of our solar system and is due to make its closest pass to Earth this month. Scientists have known about comet C2017K2 for several years. The comet, roughly 12 miles in diameter, will make its closest pass to Earth on July 14th, though the comet will still be further away from us than Mars. As the education system of our kids continues to be examined, are the young ones getting an education that will prepare them for the future? Quisha King on Fox News is the senior director at Moms for America.
Children across the country are not reading at a fourth grade level. By the time that they are in fourth grade. And so, I mean, that is astonishing that America is producing children and graduating children that cannot read at levels that they need to go on to do what they need to do in the next phases of life. So, you know, it is very important that we pay attention to not only, you know, the social issues, but actually what are they learning when they are in these government schools? Are they getting what they need to be prepared for the next phases of life? And clearly, if they can't be prepared there, then they're not going to be prepared when we have economic crises like we do right now.
For more information, visit us online at usaradio.com. We are USA Radio News. I'm Lance Pry.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live. America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Good to have you with us. And hey, look who we have. Dr. Jim Dennison is back with us. The Chief Executive Officer of Dennison Ministries, the author and speaker, is back with us. Jim, how you doing, buddy?
Bill, I'm so glad to be on with you today. Thanks for the privilege, my friend.
Hey, always appreciate this time whenever we get this time together to talk about things that are affecting our culture, things that people want to hear about. And certainly we've got some great news coming out of the Supreme Court, first of all, regarding Maine and the allocation of educational dollars going along and following the kids as opposed to the institution.
And that's what we think it should be, shouldn't we? At the end of the day, parents ought to get to make that decision, and the kids ought to be the ones that are in the focus. And so, this is a great victory. Kelly Shackelford, who's the leader of First Liberty that helped argue the case, and a longtime friend of mine, called this a great day for religious liberty in America, and I think he's right about that.
Well, and it's a great day in terms of education. I mean, look what's going on, Jim. We've got over, I think it's 1.5 million already, children have left the public school system, and the reason they're leaving is quite clear, isn't it?
It really is. In fact, even in Dallas, where we're having this conversation that you might call the buckle of the Bible Belt, we're seeing a huge exodus out of the public schools here. And part of it is because of CRT issues. Some of it is LGBTQ ideology. I heard the other day, Bill, about a third grader that came home and told his parents that his teacher asked the third graders in his class what their preferred personal pronoun was in third grade. He didn't know how to respond to that. And this was in the public schools, and so they themselves are trying to decide now what to do in response. It's a massive issue that I think is going to get worse before it gets better.
Well, it's kind of amazing. I mean, here it is at a third grade level, and also we heard that the Navy, I mean, here, you know, potentially we're on the brink of some, you know, serious situations, militarily speaking, you know, whether it's China or Russia, and they've got the Naval Academy focusing on pronouns. I don't know if you saw that video that went viral. I mean, it's like, wait a minute, we are focusing on all the wrong things here.
We really really are. At the end of the day, we're letting the culture dictate to us rather than dictating to the culture the priorities that matter most. And that really, I think, is a symptom of a larger issue in America. We really desperately, and we've talked about this a lot, desperately need the kind of moral and spiritual awakening that we're seeing in other places around the world that we need so much here. We've seen it four times in American history, 1734, 1792, 1858, 1904, and 5. Every time was preceded by desperation. Maybe
exactly.
God wants to redeem this desperation of our days by calling us to humble ourselves and pray and seek his face and turn from our wicked ways that he could heal our land.
Well, Charles Finney was noted as saying it happens when it's most needed. I say, come, Jesus. I mean, we need you. I mean, because how do you answer? How do you answer these things? How do you answer, you know, some of these universities that offer 70 different gender options? We're pronoun confused. You know, women are competing, you know, men are competing with women. It's a mess, Jim. And if we don't get a handle on this, I mean, what's going to be the charge for the next generation?
That's at the end of the day the question. If there is no compass, if you don't believe in North, if you don't believe there's such a thing as North, at the end of the day, how do you find direction? Mm-hmm. Well, the good news here is that when it breaks, ultimately, we'll come back. There's this pendulum that swings back and forth. And we've been here before. Before the First Great Awakening, less than 5% of colonial America identified as Christian. In the height of the First Great Awakening in 1734, 80%. Identified as Christians. Before the Second Great Awakening, Tom Paine said Christianity would be forgotten in 30 years. As a result of the Second Great Awakening, we had the modern missions movement, we had the American Bible Society, American Tract Society. Historians would say the Second Great Awakening saved the United States. So desperation can be that catalyst for awakening that we need.
Well, and to your point, look at the numbers today. I mean, we've gone, we're hovering now down about 80% people saying that they believe in God now. And, so that's quite a downturn. And I think this has happened in the last 20 years.
It has. We're down to 81% now. That's the lowest number in American history since that poll has been taken. It's higher than other places in Europe, for instance, but certainly lower for us here. Now, the good news here is, and I don't know if this is good news, but perhaps it is, there was a day when people that went to church very rarely would say they believed in God but had no real relationship with him. That's probably part of that fall, is now they're telling pollsters they don't believe in God. They feel more free to be able to say that in a post-Christian culture than before. It may not be that we have that many fewer Americans actually functionally related to God. They're just more willing to admit what probably was practically the case in years past. So it may not be as much a decline as we think, but it nonetheless is a signal call to us that we need to be praying for this nation every day to come to the relationship with God that's so desperate.
And Jim, we're coming off a month. Can you imagine an entire month has been set aside for Pride Month? LGBTQ+. I mean, it's like we've been inundated, you know, with commercials, movies, you know, news reports, this, you know, this ideology. You know, we're going to replace God with our God, essentially, is what it comes down to. And, you know, we know historically other nations that embrace this ideology suffered tremendously and they ended up getting extinct.
Well, God can't bless that which violates his word, because that's not what's best for us. It's any child. I mean, no parent could bless what's going to harm the kids. And
right.
That's where we are now. You start with normalizing LGBTQ ideology and behavior. We've been there for years. Then you legalize, which is where we are. Now you stigmatize those who disagree, and you even criminalize disagreement, which is where it's all going right now. God knows all that. None of that is a surprise to him. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. The converse of that is, if God is not your Lord, you can't be blessed by a God who wants to bless but can only bless that which is good for us. So our future as a nation is in question if that nation doesn't depend on the very God that birthed this nation.
I mean, it's pretty arrogant to think that this American idea, which was a blessing, a gift of God to this nation, and it parallels with what happened with Israel, how God blessed Israel, had sanctified them for a specific purpose, and he was their chosen people. And here we are, America, somewhat similar, has been blessed, and yet we turn our back on God and say, oh, we'll take it from here. What arrogance.
We climb a ladder, then cut it out from under us, don't we?
Yeah, we
get out on a limb and then saw it off, and then we wonder why the force of gravity does
exactly.
What it does. And so, that's why I'm so grateful for you and others that are seeing this and are making a public stand to speak the truth in love before it's too late, and then trusting God to redeem. That's
exactly.
Our hope. That's our hope. It's in Him, not in us, but in Him.
And you and I have pointed out this before. I mean, it's like we're defying gravity. It's that simple. You say, well, I don't believe in God. Well, go ahead and, you know, test it out. And you're going to find out the hard way. You're going to let your kids, you know, take the dive. Is that what you're going to do? I mean, you know, this is so antithetical to everything that was based on the founding of this great country of ours. The belief systems that we've.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vine Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried, and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vinetobar. Vinetobar chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez.
The brightest sunrise, wait on the other side. On the darkest side, don't ever lose.
18 minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you'd like to hear from us. John Fleetwood continues with us, managing editor for American Faith. John, sorry we had to cut you off there, but you're exactly right. You know, what is the end game? There's two choices here. You've got an end game with the World Economic Forum, and you got an end game with God Almighty. Choose you this day.
That's right. And the World Economic Forum will pretend to be for example, climate change, but they're partnered with, you know, ExxonMobil and Chevron and British Petrol, all these companies that are contributing the most to climate change. So they don't actually care about climate change. That's not even the main point, Bill. The main point is that what is the question, what the answer to the question, what is at the end of this great reset, stakeholder capitalism that Klaus Schwab is pushing, that Biden's pushing, that Justin Trudeau is pushing, that all these world leaders are pushing all over the world because they're all partnered with the World Economic Forum. What's the end game? Well, they tell us. They have their own publications where they talk about 8 predictions by 2030. The first one is the most macabre. It's you'll own nothing and you'll be happy. You'll own nothing. So it's kind of this communist dream. But is Klaus Schwab going to own nothing? Of course he's going to own nothing.
All of
the politicians and CEOs of these multinational companies, are they going to own nothing? Of course they're not going to own nothing. So what they're saying is everybody but me is going to own nothing. Everybody but myself is going to have a harder life except for me. So you have really what you have here, Bill, and talk about perfect for 4th of July and bringing Americans together. You've got it. We left and the right in this country, Democrats and Republicans, if they really truly do love this country, we have a common enemy in these globalist, elite, plutocratic oligarchs who want to accumulate all of the power and the wealth and the control in the world. They'll own everything and you'll own nothing.
Right.
So we can all,
exactly.
I think Americans can rally around that message.
Well, they're absolute totalitarianism, totalitarianists. That's exactly what they are, John Fleetwood. John, the court wrapped things up yesterday. And so two big decisions. SCOTUS gave a win to the Biden administration, saying that it was okay for them to cancel Donald Trump's Remain in Mexico policy. And so they gave a victory to the president there. But then there's one that they gave to the people, and that was they cut the wings of the EPA, didn't they?
That's right. So you've kind of got a win and a lose that came out from SCOTUS, which is, okay, so, yeah, they did hand Biden a victory. You know, the ruling reversed is a lower court decision in favor of Texas and Missouri. So the Supreme Court, they ruled in a 5-4 decision that the Biden administration can repeal the Trump administration's migrant protection protocols, commonly known as what you mentioned, Bill, the Remain in Mexico policy. So what this is going to do is essentially allow lots and lots of individuals who are trying to get into this country illegally. Well, now we don't send them back to Mexico. We can just leave them here in the United States and they can pretty much go wherever they want. And if they don't want to, then they don't have to show up to these court hearings and don't have to go through the proper channels. So we've already got a horrible, horrendous situation going on at the southern border. This is going to make it worse. But again, Bill, it's all by design.
Exactly.
They want globalism. That's their number one goal. They want globalism because they want all the power and the money and control over every single country. So you can't have individual countries being nationalists, being pro their own country, wanting solid border policies. You can't have that if you're a globalist, because they have to be, you have to essentially disperse. You want to disperse everyone from every country kind of throughout the world. That's the ultimate idea. Why? Because you want to get rid of American sovereignty so you can set up globalist sovereignty. However, you did have a win from SCOTUS. You've got the Supreme Court now reining in the power of the EPA. So they handed down a ruling that'll significantly curtail the power of executive agencies to control entire sectors of the economy through promulgating these rules in the Environmental Protection Agency. So the EPA is essentially just, it's an arm of the World Economic Forum. You could think about it that way, really, frankly, because they're just following the policy of this climate change. In my opinion, I call it the climate change hoax. It's not real. Nobody actually really believes it, especially the people who go around like like Al Gore and Leonardo DiCaprio and Obama. They're out there promulgating this climate change stuff. But they buy houses.
They buy houses on the coastline.
I thought the ocean the sea level was going to rise, Bill. What's going on here? So they don't even believe it. So it's a hoax.
But they tell you we got lots of insurance on those houses, so we kind of believe it. We're kind of hedging our bet here.
But then here's the question for that, Bill, is why would those insurance agencies insure those houses?
Exactly.
Why would they do that? They're going to have to pay money when they're underwater. The insurance agencies are going to lose money, and the insurance agencies don't want to lose money. I think Dan Pena, that billionaire, I remember him making that very point. It's a proof against the climate change narrative and story, because the insurance companies, not wanting to lose money, they want to save money. They're in the business of making money. You better believe it. These insurance agencies, they would never insure a house on the coastline if Al Gore and Greta Thunberg were right that we're going to lose the coastline in a couple of years. So it's a complete hoax. So that's kind of a shot into the World Economic Forum and into Biden's EPA. You've got SCOTUS reigning in their power. So you've
exactly
got a win and a lose there.
About 3.5 minutes left here, John. A couple other important things to cover. The list of companies that are supporting abortion expenses.
Yeah, I think people should know that their money is going toward companies who will pay for their employees to practice this so-called abortion tourism. These companies will pay for their employees to go across state lines in order to get an abortion. Who are they? You've got Accenture, you've got Adobe, Airbnb, Alaska Airlines, Allbirds, Amazon, Apple, Bank of America, Box, Bumble, BuzzFeed, Chief, Chobani, Citigroup, Civitec, Comcast, CVS, Dell, Dick's Sporting Goods, DoorDash, Douglas, Elliman. You've got Expedia. You've got Goldman Sachs. You've got Google. You've got Gucci. You've got H&M, Hewlett-Packard, Hims & Hers, HP, Impossible Foods, Inuit, Johnson & Johnson, J.P. Morgan, Kroger, Levi Strauss, Lush, Lyft, MasterCard, Match Group, Meta, Microsoft, Morgan Stanley, Netflix, Nike, Nordstrom, OpenSea, Patagonia, PayPal. You've got Reddit, you've got Salesforce, Starbucks, Target, Tesla, Uber, Vox, Walt Disney Company, Warner Brothers, Wells Fargo, Yelp, Zandisk, and Zillow. So if you're contributing to those companies, which I know all of us are,
to varying degrees, yes. Exactly.
I love Levi's jeans, but I can't wear them anymore because these companies are letting politics take over their company. And of course, all these companies, most of whom I mentioned, are partnered with the World Economic Forum or else owned by financial asset managers who are partnered with the World Economic Forum. So that's the main point here, Bill.
Yeah.
We can understand why this is all being coordinated. It's all being coordinated through this great reset push through the World Economic Forum.
Without a doubt.
Those are the companies.
Okay, minute and a half. Tell us about Dr. Bartlett. Boy, this is COVID related, and get ready to have your heads explode. Go ahead.
Yeah, this is really bombshell stuff. And Dr. Richard Bartlett, this man is really, truly, Bill, a hero in countering this COVID narrative. And Dr. Bartlett is pushing the truth. He appeared before the Texas Senate earlier this week, and he testified that budesonide, it's a corticosteroid, would have caused a 90% decrease in hospitalizations from COVID. So remember how many hospitalizations, deaths from COVID the mainstream media was pushing. Well, Dr. Bartlett cited an Oxford University study that found that inhaled budesonide reduced the relative risk of requiring urgent care or hospitalization by 90%.
Unbelievable.
90%.
Wow.
That's coming from Oxford University.
We got to leave it there until next week. Happy 4th of July weekend to you and the family. Have it be a safe one and a blessed one, John. Appreciate your time. Thank you so much. John is the managing editor for American Faith. AmericanFaith.com is where you want to go to be in the flow of the know, as they say. John, thank you. God bless.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A federal judge ordered two defendants charged in alleged Governor Gretchen Whitmer, the Democrat from Michigan, kidnapping scheme to face trial, setting a tentative start date for August 9th. Nearly 3 months ago, a jury deadlocked on the charges against them, and a mistrial was declared. Josh Blanchard, the attorney for Barry Croft Jr. on Thursday, says the state's case is very weak.
The jury found that there wasn't enough evidence that these other guys were involved. I think that's pretty compelling that their case is weak.
California Governor Gavin Newsom signed into law Thursday a bill mandating 25% decrease in disposable plastic packaging and utensils by 2032. Russia continues to attack civilian targets. The Kremlin fired missiles near Ukraine's Black Sea port of Odessa on Friday, hitting an apartment building and a resort, killing at least 18 souls. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Martinez here. Good to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, BillMartinezShow.com. That's where you want to go. 4th of July, huh? What a special holiday for America. A lot of great memories, great moments, times for families to come together, time for this country to remember the millions of people who have served our country, that have reinforced the God-given liberties that we enjoy here as Americans. And coming up is the 42nd annual Music and Fireworks Extravaganza, known as a Capitol 4th, that's going to be broadcast live from Washington, D.C. on PBS from 8 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. Eastern Time. And with us to talk more about it is Yolanda Adams. Lucky for us, Yolanda, of course, an American gospel singer, actress, and host of her own nationally syndicated morning gospel show. I'll tell you, the titles of Yolanda is unbelievable. I mean, she's known as the queen of contemporary gospel music, the first lady of modern gospel, and Variety dubbed her the reigning queen of urban gospel. Any other titles I'm missing here? Because, I don't want to, reduce your significance in any manner, Yolanda.
No, I stray away from titles. As a matter of fact, I run away from titles because, you have to live up to them. But no. I am really, really happy to be up. show, Bill.
Well, I'll tell you, we're so blessed with your voice. I mean, you, like so many others, in fact, even the host of this event, have had your moments at Super Bowl events. For you, Super Bowl 54, we still hear and remember your performance of America the Beautiful.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. Oh, it was a pleasure. You know, getting to do the Super Bowl is one of those things, you know, it's one of those once in a lifetime things. And as an inspirational artist, it's like, whoa, will you ever get a chance to do that? And then somehow it happens.
Exactly.
So that was very, very, love football. I'm from Texas. So, you know, football is in my blood, it's in my genes, all of that kind of stuff. So I love it.
It's one thing to be in front of the TV, but another thing to be in front of, you know, over 100 million people watching. No pressure, but just go ahead and go sing for us, right?
But, you know, you really don't think about the 100 million people watching or billions of people watching. You don't think about that until afterwards, because you only focus on the people. You know, I tell artists this all the time. Focus on the folks that are there, and then narrow those down to half of that, and that way you won't get the jitters, you won't get, you know, butterflies and all of that kind of stuff. And because when you get butterflies, they don't work in your throat.
Yeah, exactly.
And so I never really think about who's watching and, you know, what they will say or anything like that, because that is the easiest way to get distracted.
Yolanda, what does the 4th of July mean to you?
Oh, it means everything to us. First of all, it means that we live in one of the greatest countries in the world. It also means that it's a time for us to come together and celebrate our diversity, our democracy, those who have gone on before us, who have paved the way. And then also it helps us reflect on how can we make it better.
Exactly.
And how can we, you know, make the world better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. How can we come together and be more united? I mean, you read the Constitution. In fact, I always encourage our audience with big events like a 4th of July, get around your friends and neighbors in the back of, as you celebrate the 4th of July and barbecue, pull out the Constitution and just, you know, have everybody read certain parts of it. It's amazing when we have done that, Yolanda, how you see people's faces and realizing how brilliant the Constitution is. Not that it's, you know, that we're perfect because we're humanoids, you know, we fall short, but yet as a vision, as an aspiration of, as you said, the greatest country on earth, wow, this is a really special document. And I believe it's the words of that document that really helps us to appreciate what it is, you know, to be united, to come together under this American idea. And when you look back, I mean, we're going to be celebrating, what, 246 years now as a nation. When you look back over the history, a lot of great things we've done, some things that, yeah, we can be embarrassed about. But the fact of the matter is that we can be free to talk about that and say, hey, you know what, we're going to do better next time, right?
We're going to do better now.
Yes.
we can't say next time, can't start this thing over and, try to get it. Oh, hey, we're going to adjust this. We're going to do, no, we're going to do better now.
No, I agree.
Starting with the thought that it, you know, every day is a new day to get it right.
Exactly.
You know, of course, in hindsight, we can always say, oh, I should have done this. I should have done that. And we start with kindness. Let's do that. Let's start with kindness. Let's start with respect for, you know, other folks' way of living, other folks' way of thinking. You know, of course, I believe that every person who is breathing came to this earth because God allowed it.
Yeah.
And so when we look at it that way, as opposed to them over there, us over here, I think when we get a more global, divine look at the way, you know, at people, period, at humanity, period, I think that's a better way of looking at it than, oh, they don't look like me, they don't sound like me, they don't act like me, they don't. We have to give them the grace because God gives us the grace every morning when we wake up to live their lives, you know, the, you know, in whatever capacity they do. But what we do is we come together knowing that there are differences and we celebrate the commonality. Everyone, I don't care who you are on this earth, want safety. They want love and peace for their families. And they want to thrive in economies that help build, you know, their society.
Exactly.
So if we just stand on those three tenets right there, we could have so much harmony. I mean, it wouldn't be 100%, but, you know, at least we will have the dignity to look at someone else and say, oh, wow, you know, you're a beautiful, divine being that got here because God loves you.
Yeah, we're made in his image. I mean, come on. You know, we are image bearers of the likeness of God. And when you really ponder on that, as one philosopher said, as a result, I've never met a mere mortal. I mean, think about that. This is how hugely significant our fellow man, regardless of where we are and what station we happen to be at that particular moment. We're exceptional because of our identity that comes from God himself. Now, this event, the Capitol 4th, how did you get part of this?
Well, I'm a part of the whole family. So, you know, the producers and I have worked, and the folks who created it, we've worked together for the last, oh, my gosh, 25 years.
Oh,
so
wow.
I'm probably, I'm not going to make this a title either, but I'm probably one of the most frequent participators because we do Capitol 4, so the memorial celebration, the veteran celebration. So we do a lot of those. And so I am so excited that this 42nd annual edition of the Capitol 4th is happening this year. And then, of course, you know, people will be able to come. And so they'll be able to hear and experience what we all know in participating in this beautiful event. That, you know, we are still a great nation. Miss Nikki Guyton, oh my gosh,
yes,
I can't
exactly.
say enough about her.
Yeah.
Absolutely amazing. What a wonderful human being she is.
Yolanda, thank you so much for being with us. Mark it down, 4th of July. It's an annual date there for the Capitol 4 at the 42nd annual Music and Fireworks Extravaganza, broadcast live from Washington, D.C. on PBS from 8 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Yolanda Adams, God bless. Thank you for being with us.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-459-9156, 800-459-9156, 800-459-9156. That's 800-459-9156, NMLS 6606, www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend, subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happens. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day, with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the home security hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's B-E-S-T-W-H-E-Y protein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Opinion really does matter. Bill Martinez live, without a doubt.
Hey, we're listening, and thank you for joining in to respond to the call of all hands on deck to save this country, save our liberties on this 4th of July weekend. Great to have you with us 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Paul Batura from Focus on the Family, Vice President of Communications, is with us right now to talk about, the blatant exposure an attitude that somehow is acceptable in talking about, you know, our kids. I mean, Paul, it's like we've abandoned the idea of humble service, especially to our families. And now it's just very appropriate and acceptable to complain and whine about having kids and the price of raising kids. I mean, what is this doing to our perspective and our worldview?
Well, good morning, Bill. Good to be with you. And you're right. It's disheartening, especially coming from those within the Christian community, although I think hopefully we're a little bit better at that. But we swim in this. We hear it all the time. And I think it communicates very poorly to that children are a gift from the Lord. And there are a lot of parents out there, Bill. I can tell you, like today, there's a million parents out there waiting to adopt children.
Yes.
So you think about all those people whose hearts are aching. Think about the parents who have lost children, and yet we do have this consumer mentality of the cost, and they're burdens, not blessings.
I'm so glad that you brought this up, Paul, because this is a voice, this is a statement that needs to be heard, because sometimes we just are allowed to be too much of ourselves, and nobody holds us in check, especially in the very selfish and inclined culture that we live in today. Oh, and let's throw into the mix all the hoopla and the outrage over Roe v. Wade.
Yeah, you're right, and it's everywhere. I mean, you can't get away from it. You look online, turn on your TV. It's everywhere. But I think we can live counterculturally, and we should be talking up the benefits of children. And if you're in a position health-wise to have more children, I've never known anyone, Bill, who's regretted having more kids. I've met people who regretted having too few, but I've never met someone who said, boy, I wish I didn't have those five kids. It's especially so at the end of the life. But even in the midst, I'd rather have a full table than a full bank account.
Yeah, amen. I'm with you on Paul, on that, Paul. And, you know, the thing is that it is the calling of the church to live counterculturally, you know, to be light bearers to God's truth and blessing. And, you know, this selfish culture where you're hearing, you know, movie stars talking about they're so glad that they aborted their child because they wouldn't have been so successful. Boy, that's a heck of a statement, because you don't know that, do you?
No, I'll tell you. I mean, we are called. We're called to think critically and act differently. And I was just downtown the other night, and I walked by one of those protests. They're all over the country. And I looked into the eyes of some of those protesters, and there's a hollowness. You know, they have this bravado, this anger on the outside, but we know inside they're broken. They're hurt for any number of reasons. You know, our hearts break for them, and as they should, we need to pray for these people who are so angry and who actually think that aborting a child is going to further their career. Well, I mean, that's, you know, beauty is fading, riches go quickly, kids that we raise and introduce to the Lord live forever, and that's the best gift of all.
And, Paul, you bring up an excellent point. Psychologists, people that know better and study this, and, of course, you have, you know, a troop of psychologists in and out the doors there at Focus on the Family. And one thing that they're consistently in agreement with is that anger is a mechanism to hide your soul, that it blocks, and somehow you think you're guarding yourself, but anger is really a pronouncement that there are deeper waters, is it not?
It sure is. And you do wonder, and I thought about this, I'm sure you have too, well, what is behind the anger? Why, like, right. Why would someone, let's say a man who can have children, who is maybe even married, who has his own family, why would you be so angry about this decision? You know, it defies logic. You have to dig into the psychological basis for this. It goes far beyond, you know, raw partisanship. There's a right. spiritual brokenness going on inside that is probably at the root, the anger, the feeling of loneliness, any number of things. I'm not a psychologist. I only play one on the radio, but we do have people in our building who do this, and they tell me these things. And I'm glad you're pointing that out. And I think as Christians, it's hard. It's hard to pray for some of these people because they're just so angry, and you know, the vile, profane signs and chants, and, you know, protesting outside a judge's home who has children with bloodied clothes. I mean, it's so awful. And you just think, what a sad commentary, not on you, but on the broader culture.
I will say this, Paul, it's easier to pray for somebody than to confront them.
Mm, good point.
You know, and maybe that's the first step. I mean, that's what God tells us to do. So if we're obedient to what God calls us to do, then it's up to the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit, you know, may give you that word for that opportune time in that moment.
Yeah.
Because here it is, as light bearers, the responsibility that we have as people of faith is to share that faith with boldness. But we just don't know. We don't know the difference of the individual that is confronting us, if they're absolute fools. And, you know, the Bible's real clear about crossing paths with fools. And you need to have discernment as to how to, you know, treat them appropriately. Conversely, there are those people that have just been told to hate. They don't know why they hate. They've just been told to hate. And unfortunately, the media today is, you know, has commanded the ears of a lot of people that just don't know better. And they're falling victim. They have no substance to know exactly what they believe. They're just emotionally responding to, you know, the status quo of the culture today, right?
Yeah, the media, I mean, we're part of the media, but there are those within the media who foster and further this division. It's good for ratings. It's good for clicks, I suppose. But you're right. It is easier to pray than confront. I think my tactic has been, not so much, I mean, I do pray, but I think I also question. Questioning is a form of confrontation, but it's a little more passive. When people lash out at me and I get emails and I've had conversations, I just ask a question. I said, tell me what's behind your animus here. What is so wrong with my position? What's so wrong about giving a child a chance, about making an adoption plan? Why do you so strongly oppose giving a woman that encouragement? And most of them don't have a good answer. There isn't a good answer to that question, those questions. But it does engage, and maybe it plants a seed and gives them something to think about going forward.
Mm-hmm. If you were the child in the womb, would you want somebody like me defending your cause?
Mm. That's a good way. Yeah, Jim Daly, our president, was doing an interview where he was confronted by a woman, and he said, "I'm so glad your mother chose life for you." And
yes.
She was kind of speechless. She didn't know what to say, but the point was made.
And Jim has an incredible story, speaking of adoption and other alternatives. I mean, the media has gone sideways, and they've really jumped the shark on this whole deal. And as you say, there are, well over a million people that would love to have a child. And we're entering that phase now where we can talk about adoption, more readily, maybe with less regulation, maybe to take full advantage of this, because there's something real special. And I was talking with Pastor Phil Hotzenpiller earlier in the week, Paul, about this, that, why 49 years later, why right now is Roe v. Wade not eliminated? I mean, people of faith and that is like, okay, we're going to send it back to the states. But, the media wants people to believe, they've reversed Roe v. Wade, your body, your right, all this stuff and all this hysteria. And it's like, the true meaning of what happened with this decision has been lost in the emotion. But, but there's something, I believe, that's supernatural about why this appointed time, and I see this as an appointed time, and why this is happening to America right now, why God has chosen to intervene. And I believe this is God manifest.
Mm. Well, I agree with that. I mean, obviously, I'm with you. God's sovereignty, he's never late. He's always on time. He's not early. Sometimes we wish he'd be a little earlier in his actions. But you're right. There's a culture developing. Younger people seem to be getting it. Technology is working on our side. There's a study out of Texas that shows when abortion clinics are more than 50 miles away, there's a 16% reduction in the number of abortions. So if you extrapolate that across the country, that means in this first year of post-Roe, we're going to have over 100,000 babies born that would have otherwise been aborted. Now, we have our work cut out for us as a church, whether it's to encourage these women to make adoption plans or to gather around them. But you're right. This is our moment. What a time to be in the movement, to watch the fall of this. Not everyone can say that. Mm-hmm. Think about all the stalwarts and all those who have marched and have participated all the years. They've met their maker and they've not lived there in glory. But yet here we are at this moment. And what a privilege it is.
And Paul, to me, I praise God for the healing that's taken place. I mean, the reason that this had such impetus, this decision, I believe, was an organic movement of experienced women since 1973 that experienced the real horror of abortion and realized that the government and these health officials lied to them. Planned Parenthood lied to them in saying that it was inconsequential, didn't mean anything. And of course today, the last couple of years especially, we're told that we need to pay attention to the science. Well, the science is real clear, so much so that the Supreme Court had no other choice but to align themselves and agree with the science. But the fact of the matter is, the reality is we have women and a growing number of men with broken hearts that said, oh my God, the reality of I murdered my child.
You can't ignore it. You can't ignore the reality before you and the heartbeat and the pictures. And you're right. These judges who have made this decision have grown up in a Roe era. They've seen the lies. They've seen the inconsistencies, and now they've acted.
Well, Paul Batura, thank you as always. Where can they go for more information?
FocusOnTheFamily.com, Bill. Appreciate your partnership, and thank you for all you're doing for the good
first,
work of the
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Are you afraid to go to the